We'll get to the coronavirus here in a moment. The coronavirus shutting down some places in China now as they fear this outbreak of this new unnamed virus is spreading. A couple of dozen people have died. Now hundreds have been sickened. One in the United States. That one seems to be under control, but where has this virus been spread worldwide? Globally, we're not sure yet. We'll keep an eye on that coming up. But first, we're going to make a stop here with the Virginia Senate passing red flag laws in fierce opposition to those that turned out enforced on Monday. 22,000 gun supporters turned out peacefully in Richmond to voice their support for guns and to push back against the Virginia legislature. But the legislature apparently does not care. One Republican senator there in the state, Amanda Chase, called supporters of the legislation traitors. The red flag laws would take guns away from people that were deemed dangerous in ex parte efforts. Ex parte meaning you're not there to defend yourself in court. It means an ex-spouse or a neighbor or somebody that's close to you can go into court and say, that person's dangerous. Mr. Gruber, he's a little crazy. Yeah, no kidding. And say he can't be trusted with guns. You must take those away from him. And then here comes the knock on the door. Boom, 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 boom. We're here. We have to turn in your guns. And they'll forcefully take them from you. Now, I want to know, what is the plan being put forth in Virginia or anywhere by Democrats or those on the left to confiscate guns en masse from criminals? You've got plans here to take guns away from law-abiding citizens, banning AR-15s and so-called assault rifles, red flag laws, magazine restrictions, all sorts of things to turn legal gun owners into felons and demand that those pieces of equipment be turned in or face the consequences. So you want to have the liberals want to have a mass gun buyback, which you can't buy something back you didn't own, but I just get lost in the weeds sometimes. But here they want to be able to buy guns from you forcefully. They want to take guns away from you forcefully. And so there's the plan to disarm legal gun owners. What's the plan of confiscation for illegal gun owners, for criminals? Because I don't see that anywhere. I don't hear that discussed. I don't see it put out there. I want to know where that comes up in the conversation. Because apparently it doesn't. Apparently the only plans that are put forth in Virginia and everywhere else are plans to disarm you, the legal gun owner. Convicted felons and so forth, well, I guess we'll just get those one at a time. No plan to take away guns on the south side of Chicago, for example. But here's what it's triggered, and think about this. Let this sink in a little bit. Several counties, rural counties, bright red counties in western Virginia are openly discussing now the possibility of joining West Virginia, of leaving Virginia and joining the state of West Virginia, much like happened in 1863. 40 of the 100 West Virginia House delegates have signed on to legislation that would accept Virginia counties that say, we no longer want to be part of Virginia because what they're doing in Richmond does not represent us, and we would rather join West Virginia and have that state represent our interests. By the way, it's legal. It was a long shot effort at one point, but it's turned into a real thing, so says West Virginia Delegate Gary Howell, a Republican, says it's a real thing. He said Virginia lawmakers and officials along the West Virginia border have cited the Democratic drive for gun control and a desire to shift spending to the urban areas near Washington as reasons to leave West Virginia. They're basically ignoring those out in the hinterlands. Forgotten America is right there in Virginia. Because those in Richmond and close to D.C. don't care about what the people out there. They're just rednecks and hillbillies and knuckle draggers and deplorables. They don't care about all of that. So in a bill, HCR 8, Howell and his team wrote about the urban-rural battle. These tensions have been compounded by a perception of contempt on the part of the government of Richmond for the differences in certain fundamental political and societal principles which prevail between the varied counties and cities of that commonwealth. And the latest and most evident in the string of grievances, the government at Richmond now seeks to place intolerable restraints upon the rights guaranteed under the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution to the citizens of that commonwealth. In a spirit of conciliation, The legislature of West Virginia hereby extends an invitation to our fellow Virginians who wish to do so to join us in our noble experiment of 156 years of separation from the government of Richmond. And we extend an invitation to any constituent, county, or city of the Commonwealth of Virginia to be admitted to the body politic of the state of West Virginia. It's a real thing. Does not need federal approval. Oh, it'll be a stink. Oh, it'll be a rip-roaring stink, because you know what that would do? It would shift political power from Virginia to West Virginia. And those damn rednecks aren't going to get that political power. You can hear them saying it now. Those rednecks are not getting our political power. Those hayseeds aren't. Let me tell you something that's real, because people are sick and tired of those in the big cities looking down their noses and wagging their fingers at those that live out in the farm country in the rural areas. They're not taking it anymore. And yes, this is a real thing. A real thing. In the West Virginia Senate, Senator Charles Trump, believe it or not, Trump has offered a resolution urging Frederick County to join West Virginia. And it goes on and on. It's happened once in 1863. Apparently it can happen again. Apparently the teams are working on how any merger would work. But West Virginia operates much like Virginia. It would be easy to merge police and infrastructure. He also said the border shifts do not need federal approval. We've been looking way down the road. Once we realized this was getting real, we figured that we'd have to answer some questions. We'd have to have a plan in place. He was discussing that with Secrets, the online website Secrets. There you go. Gun control backfiring in Virginia. What happens next? We'll keep an eye on it. It's 25 after on this Thursday. We're still going to talk about the norovirus. The coronavirus that is yet unnamed in China and what it could mean to the markets, because it could have a big impact financially around the globe. We'll talk about it right here on the Steve Gruber Show.